Welcome to Mujeres Camino al Éxito's Mujeres Chat. Our topic today is developing your personal brand, and with us is Vicky Oliver, speaker and author of several books on professional development, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. Vicky's expertise has been featured in over 100 media outlets, including Esquire magazine and the New York Times. Vicky, welcome, and thank you for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Vicky, what would you say is a personal brand?
I believe that a personal brand really comes down to a set of values that you decide are values that you represent or your product represents them. Like, for example, I'm an author, and like my brand is like I'm witty, but I also try to be wise and empathetic. Those three characteristics I try to bring into all the things that I write.
So it becomes your voice.
It's a voice, but it's also, you know, sometimes it also goes down to color, what colors you might use, like on your website, for example. It's also, you know, I don't want it, like, because I'm my things are witty, I don't want to have things that are too dark looking, you know what I mean? I would never design, like, a website that was, like, black and forest green, you know what I mean? It comes down to, like, if you look at Coca-Cola, let's say, right? What does Coca-Cola represent? Well, that it has, like, red, it's vibrant colors, you know, it's a drink that wakes you up, you know what I mean? It comes down to a couple of, I think, key adjectives that you would describe yourself as being, and then how you communicate that to the outside world.
So really, it's a way of becoming memorable to those people who are meeting you for the first time or over the course of some time.
Right, and it's also a way of distinguishing yourself from your competitors. Like if you have a competitor and in your category, you may want to do things very, very differently than that person. You know, you always want to, you never want to be like a Me Too brand. You always want to be your own brand.
And that's a really smart approach to any kind of business, really. And what are some ways in which we can brand ourselves?
I would
talk about your voice and your tone and manner.
I would personally like start by writing down core values that are important to you. Like ask yourself things like, are you smart? Are you caring? Are you serious? You know, are you straightforward? Like there's no, pardon the pun, no value judgment, you know, on which values you choose. Like you can be anything you want to be, but it's just to make sure that the message is getting through consistently. And so that means you have to really ask yourself, and, you know, especially for entrepreneurs, you know, people who are just starting out, like right now with one product, you want to sort of boil it down. You don't want to be 55 different things. You just want to be two or three things so you can be those to all the people that you're addressing.
And it has to feel authentic, which is why you're saying start with the list that addresses what your core values are.
Right. I mean, another way to think of it, I think that sometimes, like, if people have trouble with a notion, they should ask their best friends. Ask them, like, what do you like about me? You know, and be honest. Like, what do you see in me? And sometimes your friends, you know, can point the way. And, you know, even negative qualities, like, for example, let's say somebody's very sarcastic, that can be a great branding tool. You know, if you were completely sarcastic in all your communications, that would make you very funny. Like, it's not a value judgment what the values are. It's just to be real to who you are.
It's true, and certainly you're going to appeal to certain people. So, of course, it's always good to keep that audience in mind and say, you know, if I am connecting with my audience, then that sarcasm would be fine or, you know, a value that wouldn't necessarily appeal to everybody.
Right. I mean, I always feel like there's been some seminars that I've done on branding, and in the seminars, I always ask people to start with, like, five positive adjectives and one negative adjective because sometimes the negative can yield surprisingly fresh results, you know, like the sarcasm being a good example. I mean, like, take The Simpsons, you know, that program on television. You know, there's a lot of, like, there's a heaping helping of sarcasm in that show, but it comes off as fabulously funny and amazingly successful.
Or there can be a person who is kind of a clown, and that's their trait, and they can use that to their benefit as well, whereas someone
exactly.
might think, oh, being a clown is annoying, you know.
Yeah, right. But, the, you know, right, exactly. A clown is annoying, but then, you know, you might remember what that person, you know, has stood for. It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act between
exactly.
trying to be likable and trying to be memorable.
Exactly. Now, one of our readers, Blanca, who is an art director in Chicago, she sent a question that I would like to pose to you. She's saying, what could someone do to stand out at a career fair or during a job interview? Do you suggest any exercises, tips, or something to get myself noticed?
I think, and this is going to sound, you know, not cutting edge, but I think that things like premiums, if you can design a pen, let's say you have a company and you want the name out and you can design a cool pen that has the name or an umbrella that has the name on it or even a baseball cap that has the name on it in a fun color with a fun logo, I think those types of things which have existed for centuries, I
mm-hmm.
think there's a reason why they have persisted. You know, small gifts that carry your brand identity and something about you, like you might have, you know, a tagline that describes your type of company or service, or
mm-hmm.
you might have a promise statement on it. But something that looks fun and that people will wear and will carry their word for you.
Now, Vicki, is there anything we can do to, for example, a resume to kind of bring that branding to life? You know, can you use
colors? It's a great question.
Or?
It's a great question. I actually think that, unfortunately, I think that resumes are kind of like the last bastion where branding is difficult. And the reason it's difficult is because there are very set rules for resumes. And even in very creative fields, like advertising, for example, a lot of times if you design a creative resume, like you put your resume in a hot pink color, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's like a laundry list rather than describing, you know, each place you worked or whatever, and you break some rules, a lot of times, unfortunately, that raises all kinds of concerns with people who are looking at that and feel you might be hiding something. So I actually feel that the best thing in a resume is simply clarity. Use a lot of verbs. You know, don't use adjectives. Use objective words that will make your case. You know, how many sales did you make? How much did you improve attendance? Those types of numbers, unfortunately, are going to be much more significant on a resume than anything you can do from a branding standpoint. But there are other ways to brand yourself. But I just don't happen to think the resume piece is one of them. I think there you want to be straight.
So we stick with the substance on the resume and just avoid the bells and whistles.
I would, yes. You know, my background, I don't know if you realize this, before I started writing books, I was in advertising. I mean, people would deliver pizza boxes to the ad agencies. I heard of a person who put his name on toilet paper and put the toilet paper in the men's room and the women's room and said his name, and he said he's willing to start at the bottom, okay? You know,
literally.
There are lots of attention-grabbing, you know, techniques, but I would not put them on your resume.
That's really, really good advice. Now, Vicki, what are two books on branding that you recommend that we add to our professional development library?
Well, I'm wondering if it's okay to say one of my books that I wrote.
Absolutely. Please do.
I wrote a book called Power Sales Words, and it's Power Sales Words, How to Write It, Say It, and Sell It with Sizzle. I would definitely put that in your library. But in addition to that, I think that, you know, a book that I find that I go back to over and over again is The Little Red Book of Selling by Jeffrey Gittimer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a salesperson. He's not really talking about branding per se, but just the book is red. It's very tiny. It looks a tiny bit like a Bible that you might find in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Just from the minute you open that book to the very end, it's a very quick read. The fact that it's red and it sits in your hand like that, I think it's like a great example of branding. And another
mm-hmm.
book, also not about branding, but another book that I think where the author has really branded herself is, well, basically anything by Susie Orman, but especially Women and Money, that book. I mean, these two people are great examples of people who have become celebrities, basically,
mm-hmm.
through their ability to brand themselves.
And it's true. And when you think of Susie Orman, you know, there's a way when she talks to people and how she reacts, and you just know what she's going to do and what's going to happen. And it's that predictability that makes you endearing sometimes
yes.
to these people.
Exactly. She's like a friendly face. You know, I also, I know this might be controversial, but I also think that Donald Trump is somebody that people should be paying attention to in terms of somebody who has really developed a brand, and it goes all across his franchise. You know, his hotels, his show on the air. I mean, he's made money. He's made millions. He's lost millions. He's made millions again, but he's always Donald Trump.
And the funny thing about him is you've had the evolution of other people that have branded themselves through him. You have the Apprentice spinoffs who are, you know, now celebrities in their own right.
Exactly. I mean, that's, I think, at the end of the day, that's what brand, you know, great branding kind of lifts a person from being just a regular, you know, mom and pop shop or whatever down the street to actually sort of attaining almost celebrity-like status. I mean, brands, you know, Madonna is a brand.
Mm-hmm. Oprah.
Right. I mean, these people who make millions a year.
Exactly. Now, Vicky, you come from advertising. Now, you mentioned logo. And in terms of, you know, a startup, and many times people starting up, they don't think of the logo. They don't think of, you know, how important that would be. What is an approach they could take to coming up with a logo? Do they hire someone? What are some steps they can take?
I think that, yeah, unfortunately, I think that probably they do have to hire somebody to do it because it's going to be difficult unless the person themselves is an art director. It's going to be difficult to get something that's professional enough. But, you know, if you just did it, I think you would actually have to hire somebody to do it. I do think that maybe that's not the first place to start. I think that maybe, you know, it's better to probably start with a website, you know, possibly a blog, depending on what your business is. Mm-hmm. I would start with some of the social networking sites as well, like LinkedIn. I would definitely begin at LinkedIn and do a profile there and begin networking with others. Also, something that people a lot of times don't realize is that the people that are actually competing with them can be very helpful in terms of giving them a boost in the beginning. You know, mm-hmm. I would do research on, you know, if you can, like I'm an author, I try to ask, you know, other authors like what they're doing, for example. It's good to look at it more as you're in a community. You're in a village of people, and to try to, you know, pick their brains a little bit about what they're doing so that you can, you know, get up to speed quickly. And also,
right.
You know, it's a 24/7, you know, world that moves very fast, and there's just a lot of ways out there of getting your own word out, and you kind of need the help of people who have already done it.
That is very true, and really, you know, the power of networking has gone to a new level with internet, so it's much easier.
Right. I mean, there, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I know that I've been guilty of this in the past too. You look at it as like, oh, well, will it hurt my sales or whatever? But really, you know, there's enough room out there, and it's just better to try to begin thinking in terms of like a community and what you can learn from your own community. And so you should find out, like, if you're a designer, you know, what are the designer websites that you should be joining? Try to find groups of people just like you who are trying to do what you're doing so that you can all learn together, or that in some cases you can learn from people who are far ahead of you.
That is very true, and that is really good advice. Now, Vicky, what is your website?
My website is Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver, Oliver.com. That's another thing, you know, by the way, for people, I mean, go, if you haven't done it yet, buy your own domain name. Buy your name so that if you want to create a website down the road, somebody else doesn't own the name of your website, you know? I mean, I would try to buy the domain names of, like, your own name. And also, like, if you're a writer, you should try to buy domain names for the titles of your books as well. You just don't want somebody else. You don't want to be like Ann Smith and then you can't buy the name Ann Smith.
Exactly. And it's cheap to buy a domain name. And we do have a segment on the website Mujeres Camino al Éxito all about buying domain names and how to go about developing your website. So
great.
For our listeners, that's something wonderful to listen to. So, Vicky, I want to thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your advice with our listeners, and thank you for taking time to talk to me.
Thank you for having me. So much appreciation.
Wonderful. Amigas, thank you for tuning in to another session of Professional Development and Mujeres Camino al Éxito. Goodbye.